Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we're studying the book of Deuteronomy. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 5.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might.
In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses, the leader of the Israelites, poses a weighty decision to his people. The Israelites are about to enter the Promised Land, the land God originally promised to Israel's forefather, Abraham. Moses first delivers a series of speeches and final instructions to prepare the people to enter the land. He's calling the people to be faithful to God, reminding them of how God has always been faithful to them, even when they've rebelled in the past. Moses' call is summed up well in Deuteronomy 6:5, where he says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." God communicates through Moses that obedience to this calling will lead to blessing, while rebellion will lead to destruction and exile from the land. And then after all of this, Moses presents the decision. He says, "I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live." Choose life. Why is obedience to God equated with choosing life? Jackie Hill Perry is an author, poet, and hip-hop artist who wrote a book telling the story of how she came to follow Christ. She writes that one night, she experienced God confronting her, convicting her of the way she had been living in disobedience. She says she felt God drawing her away from these behaviors and into a relationship with Him. Jackie writes, "I'd been sinning my entire life, but I was not alive. I was only breathing. And God wanted me to believe before even that passed away." Jackie first reflected on a glaring area in her life where she was disobeying God. But then she wondered, what else was I loving that might be the death of me? There had to be more executioners that I'd made my lover. You know, it can be easy to disregard or push aside areas in our life where we're aware that we're disobeying God. Don't we often tell ourselves, it's just not that big a deal. It's not that big a deal that I'm sleeping with my boyfriend, that I'm harboring resentment instead of moving towards forgiveness. It's not a big deal that the way I spend my time and money doesn't reflect a care for the poor and vulnerable. It's not a big deal that I'm chronically stressed and irritable. Well, Jackie's testimony declares that these things are big deals. She labels these forms of disobedience as executioners. Now that's a weighty statement. The message of Deuteronomy affirms this view. Choosing disobedience is equated with choosing death. And choosing to obey God is synonymous with choosing life. Let's unpack God's call to obedience to better understand how it leads to life. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. So the people's love for God is not just to be one part of their life. Love for God is to be at the very core of who they are. It's to characterize their thoughts, their emotions, the way they direct their energy and effort in life. So essentially what God is after is that my love for him would inform and direct the way I live. Is my love for God shaping the way I conduct my sexuality? Is my love for God directing how I act in my relationships? Is it informing my priorities, what I give my time and money to? Is my love for God affecting the things I think about or my internal emotional state? Think about it this way. What would a life look like that's directed by a love for people's approval? You'd feel compelled to take the job and work the amount of hours that would result in a paycheck, an accomplishment, a status that wins the applause of others. You'd say yes to any invitation or opportunity so that you don't hurt someone's feelings or let them down. Or maybe you'd get into a romantic relationship for the reason that it makes you feel liked and affirmed. Now, what's the result of all of this? Stress, burnout, stagnation in your journey towards true self-confidence and worth. And then when any of these things fail you, when you lose the job, when you're overextended and your friends feel let down and get upset with you, when your boyfriend breaks up with you, you're left with feelings of depression or anxiety or loneliness. The list goes on. Now it's starting to become clear why Deuteronomy describes a life directed by anything other than love for God as the path to death. Love for God is the only way to have real life. I posed the question on social media, what does life in Jesus look like for you? Here's some of the responses I got. Living without fear, anxiety, or shame. Feeling grounded no matter the circumstances of life. Finding true freedom and contentment and peace. Living with fullness of joy, knowing I'm immeasurably loved by Christ. So how do we get these things? How do we choose to love God and find life? In Deuteronomy, Moses says that the Israelites won't end up choosing life. He says that Israel will not keep the covenant, their promised agreement with God. And instead of loving God and obeying him, they will turn their backs on him and they will be sent into exile as punishment. But God will not leave his people hopeless. Moses says that God will one day provide his people with new hearts. Hearts that are able to love God and find life. You know, the reality is, like Israel, none of us are able to love God or choose life on our own. But the good news is, God has not left us to ourselves. God fulfilled his promise of a new heart by sending his son Jesus to earth. Jesus died for our rebellion, our failure to love God. And then after rising from the dead, Jesus poured out the power that brings hearts from death to life, that empowers people to love and obey God. Through Christ, God supplies the love he requires. And the avenue through which he does this? Repentance and faith in Jesus. Let's return to the story of Jackie's conversion. After seeing her sin, Jackie writes that she prayed, "What you are calling me to do, I can't do it on my own. But I know enough about you to know that you will help me." Jackie later reflected back on this prayer. She said, "I didn't know that the confession of my inability to please God and the shifting of my back away from the sins I'd previously embraced was repentance. Nor did I recognize that my resolve to believe that he could be to me what no one else could was faith. but it was. Without asking me my permission, a good God had come to my rescue. So to receive the power to choose life, Jackie simply had to put her faith in God, to depend on Him. And this dependence does not stop at conversion for followers of Christ. Every step along the way, we receive the power to choose God, to make the choice that leads to life by depending on Jesus. Let's apply this all and do a little self-reflection. What executioners are stealing your life? Where do you need God's power to help you choose Him over sin? Would you take a moment to go to God with any areas that are coming to mind? As you listen to the worship song coming up, praise God for the power and provision He has given you in Christ. With your faith in Him, you are able to love God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might, and experience true life. This podcast, will you share it with a friend? In doing so, you'll be sharing a resource that might help them spend meaningful time with Jesus and grow in their relationship with Him. We would also love to be able to keep making more content like this. This devotional wraps up our series through the first 5 books of the Bible, but how cool would it be to have a devotional for every book of the Bible? That's our goal with this project, and we'd love the opportunity to partner with you and keep creating biblical, Christ-centered, audible devotionals. If you're interested in becoming a monthly supporter, you can do so at the link in our show notes. Well, this concludes the series, Cover to Cover, Part 1. I'm Grace Thwee, the author of this series. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Renew and for dedicating your time and energy to growing your relationship with Christ. I'm so happy you've showed up here, and I hope to keep bringing you more content.